Hello, everybody. It is very early Wednesday morning. It's about almost 12:30, so we're half an hour into Wednesday, at least in the Eastern time zone. But to me, it's still Tuesday night because I haven't slept yet. Anyway, I haven't updated my audio boo in a while, so I just thought I'd pop out here and see what everybody was up to. Well, not see what everybody was up to, because I can't really talk to you guys and find out what you're up to, but I can listen to your boos, and you guys can listen to mine, and, you know, all that good stuff. But, you know what's really on my mind tonight? The real reason I'm updating is because I'm really impressed with Foursquare. Okay, I'm doing an audio boo about Foursquare, but yeah. August 16th, they came out with an update for Foursquare. The iPhone version I'm talking about, and I'm assuming, you know, for any other iOS device, it's the same way, but I'm loving this new version of Foursquare. In the last version, when I looked at a person's name, I could see how long ago they checked into a place. So that's cool. You can still do that in this version, but they seem to be adding more and more accessibility with each new version. Now, I've written to them a few times regarding some accessibility issues I was having and stuff, and they seem to be very responsive. Foursquare is far from perfect when it comes to accessibility, but in my opinion, it just seems to be getting better and better with each new update. In this update, I like the fact that you can see when somebody comments on one of your check-ins. What it'll do is there'll be a number, so it might say Rowdy American. Well, no, it won't say Rowdy American. It'll say, what does it call me? I think it calls me EZ. I think that's my name on there. By the way, I wonder if you can change that. Anyway, it'll say like EZ or whatever it calls me, or Rowdy American. I can't remember what it says. Has checked in at, say, Tim Hortons, for example. And then if you flick to the right or you figure out where it is on the screen, I haven't looked at it yet, I've just done a very preliminary look at it, there'll be a number if there's comments. So, for example, if there's a 2, you would double tap the 2, and then you can see the comments that people left on your check-in, which is really cool. We never used to be able to do that, or at least I never knew of a way to see the comments. I mean, I know we would get notifications about them and we could read them that way, but it's nice to be able to see them actually with the actual check-in. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you still see them in the notifications, but it's good to be able to see them with the actual check-in. I think that's really cool. And what else did I notice? I like the feel of it. You know, I like being able to see what time my friends have checked into a certain place, and it just seems to give me more information than it ever used to before. Now, there's still a lot of unlabeled buttons if you go into someone's profile. You know, it'll still say button, 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 and you have to kind of tap around to see what's what and all that kind of stuff. And I wish there was a way to see, or maybe there is, and again, maybe I just haven't figured it out. I wish there was a way to see what badges people have and different things like that. But as far as Foursquare is concerned, I think it's becoming more and more accessible. And I think they really need to be congratulated on the work they're doing. Like I said, I've been in contact with them regarding several issues I've had with it. And the main issues I've had with it seem to have been fixed. Now, it's far from perfect, like I said. There's still a lot of unlabeled buttons, but it's getting better. The experience of using Foursquare, at least for me, is a lot more enjoyable now that I can read the comments that people have left easily. The notification center is definitely a good thing. And I like just the way it gives me information on when I look at people's check-ins. I like the way it does that. So I think they've really taken a few good steps in the right direction as far as accessibility is concerned. And hopefully they'll continue, and hopefully they'll move forward with accessibility in mind, because I like Foursquare, and I know a lot of people do. Now, I don't post them to my Twitter timeline, because I know a lot of people get annoyed with that, and I don't even post them to Facebook, because for the same reason, a lot of people get annoyed with that, but I just let them go in the app. The odd time, if I feel up to it, if I'm going